Myron, you're in a kind of unique position because you're a bartender here.
Yes, I am.
And you get a chance to hear a lot of views. I'd love to get your perspective on how the people in this area are looking at the election.
For the most part, it's half and half. The ones that are saying they're going for McCain instead of Obama are saying they want McCain for... What position is he saying? There was a stand that everyone's talking about. I can't remember right. But the ones that are on Obama's side, they're saying that they want... It's the lesser of the two evils, is the way that they're feeling. And I didn't agree with that. I like Obama. I like his stance. I like everything that he's... Well, not everything. You know, there's some things that I don't agree with. But for the most part, it's about 50-50, you know?
You're seeing it pretty split here.
We're watching... There was a lady sitting here earlier. I can't say her name, but yeah. She was sitting here earlier, and we were talking about the politics and everything. And she said the only reason that she's going for Obama... is she likes McCain, but hates his running mate. Yeah, and I was like, but he did that. Do you think that he did that simply because, you know, I've got a female running partner, she'll be vice president? He said, if she did do that, I don't like that. She was like, I like McCain, but I do not like Palin. So I am for Obama. I was like, and then we're sitting there, we're talking about it, and Fox News, they came on the air and said that the percentages were like 49 for Obama, 47 for McCain. I mean, almost identical to what I'd been saying, what we had been talking about. She was like, oh, so you're right on the nose. I said, no, it's odd that you're interviewing me because I was just talking about it earlier. It's pretty split. There's some that are wanting to vote for McCain, but they don't want Sarah Palin. There's some that are wanting to vote for Obama. They're like the ones that are would have been Obama, but now they're for McCain. They're talking about his the education and me being a teacher, that or wanting to be a teacher. But now I'm on the bandwagon of the lesser of the two evils. I would much rather have Obama in than McCain and Palin.
What are the things that are most appealing to you about Obama and that concern you the most about McCain?
I get into a real big debate about that because I don't really have like, this thing, I like what you said about this, I like what you said about that. I look at the election process, the whole, you know, campaigns that you see on the television. Every McCain ad that you see, I'm John McCain and I approve this message. He slams Obama. Everyone that I see. Obama comes on and one out of five, he might say something negative about McCain, but primarily it's, this is what I want to do. This is what I... And I like that. I don't like for someone to say, hey, you know, I'm okay, but look at what he did. I don't follow the politics of it that much. I sit back and look at the person. You know what I'm saying? And,
so from your perspective, do you find that, at least in this area, that the political discussions are fairly heated? Or are people able to discuss them without...
Yeah, they're heated.
It gets even here in a public place, mm-hmm. they get pretty heated.
Yeah, we have a server here that is, she is set McCain all the way. And if you even say Obama, she just... I wish she were here today. I'd ask her to let you interview her, but she is. She's really heated about McCain. And then... At the school that I'm at, I'm a graduate assistant. And my professor, the doctor that I'm working with, she's the same way about Obama. But then she did some discovering and found out about his education stat. And she did not. She was like, so now she's backtracking. And she's not, you know, she's on the fence again. I wish McCain had a different running mate. I hear that a lot.
You hear that? There's a lot of hesitancy in this area for Sarah Palin.
Yes, a lot. And then, yeah, I didn't think that Obama, you know, I don't think that it's the timing is right for an African-American president. Unfortunately, you know, me being black, I would love to see a black president, but the climate, the people, like the ones that talk about McCain, oh, I'm McCain, I'm not voting for Obama, I'm like, why? And they look at me, they won't answer, but they look at me, and not answering, simply looking, that's the answer, you know. If I was a Spanish guy asking that question, I'm sure they'd tell me. Or if I was white, oh, that nigga, you know. But being black, they don't tell me. I'm like, really? Why don't you like Obama? That says it all. Yeah.
Have you had anybody actually say to you they don't think it's time for that? It's not a good time for a black president.
Not really. It's just something that I've seen, that not necessarily tension being from, you know, Texas. It's there is a tension about it, some of it. So
for me to hear you say that you think it's not time, because he seems to be transcending some of the.
I hope that he gets it. I mean, I really would like to see it. I don't think the country, you know, as a whole is ready for it. If he does get elected, I don't know, you know. There's changes that he can make and a lot of stuff that he's going to... I'm going to vote for. I am going to vote for.
Myron, from your perspective, if you were to be able to give one message to the new leadership of our country, what would it be?
One message to the new leader. Pay attention to the small guy. That's, you know... That's one thing Obama's saying, you know. That's one of the things that got me interested in it. He does. He's saying he's going to be for the small guy. Don't just say you're going to do it. Actually do it, you know? If we get the right leader in, that'll, like I said, do what they're going to say. Pay attention to the small guy. It'll be so much better.
Myron, thanks so much. You were terrific.
Yes. You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.